Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents this week. We'd like to begin by talking about the big news in Harrisburg. As always this time of year, the budget. Are we going to get done in time this year? What's going to be in there? What are you hearing?
Well, I do believe that we will complete the budget on time. My hope is that it will be a fiscally responsible budget. We're still working on the details, but things are moving forward. There are bills moving back and forth between both chambers of the legislature, tackling a number of issues. And our focus is certainly to get the budget done on time, but details matter and the level of spending matters. The amount of revenues coming into state government has been overestimate, so that's a sign of a strong economy. So that will certainly help us complete the budget, but now we have to focus on what I call the core functions of government, and that is funding for public schools, funding for infrastructure, funding for agriculture, things of that nature that are the main functions of government, funding for public safety, and that's what I'm going to be focused on. And there'll be much more detail coming in the next week.
And the other thing we'd like to really talk about and focus on this week is you've had a very, very, very busy week in agriculture. Pennsylvania agriculture was front and center on the House floor and the Senate floor. Talk to us about what's been going on here.
Well, it has been a great week for Pennsylvania agriculture. Our agriculture committee has been very busy this week. And in fact, we've passed a number of pieces of legislation out of the House this week, including House Bill 1516 that I sponsored to create the Pennsylvania Rapid Response Disaster Readiness Account. And this is an account that would allocate funding to the Department of Agriculture to facilitate a quick response to agricultural threats or disasters, such as invasive species or some kind of animal health concern. In addition to that bill passing the House, we passed other measures that would establish the dairy investment program that would provide grants and support for dairy farmers, a separate bill that would create the Pennsylvania Agricultural Business Development Center to help farmers with developing business plans, and also a number of different measures to provide technical assistance and financing options to help farmers across the Commonwealth. So those bills are moving forward. Now they're in the Senate for consideration. In addition, we passed two Senate bills this week to support Pennsylvania farmers, and they're moving to the House floor for consideration. So certainly a lot of activity and a real focus in the state capitol right now on helping Pennsylvania farmers and doing what we can to support Pennsylvania agriculture. In addition, the committee held a public hearing this week on what's going on at the federal level to support agriculture. We had two of our congressmen come in to address the committee. Congressman G.T. Thompson, along with Congressman Fred Keller, came in to talk about legislation that they're working on at the federal level. Congressman Thompson is sponsoring the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act of 2019, and that legislation would enable schools to offer whole milk as a choice for students. This is something that I believe the federal government screwed up a few years ago and did not allow schools to serve whole milk. And we know that if children don't like what they're drinking, they're going to drink something else. And I think that it's important for us to get healthy whole milk back in schools and give that option to the students. Congressman Keller spoke about the Dairy Pride Act, which is an act that would require the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to enforce their existing labeling requirements for milk. We have a situation where a number of products being made from nuts or seeds or plants are being marketed as milk, and we know that milk only comes from a mammal. So we're calling on the FDA to enforce their own rules and make sure that only milk is labeled as milk. The committee passed two resolutions to support the legislation at the federal level. And once again, we're going to continue working to support Pennsylvania farmers.
And in the time we have left, Representative, talk to us about what I always consider the finest time of the year, fair season. It's coming up. Fairs are going to be happening in your area. Talk to us about when and where.
Well, summer has officially arrived, and that means Pennsylvania fair season, and it's an excellent opportunity to get out and highlight Pennsylvania agriculture. And we have three fairs in our district. The first coming up is the Potter County Fair, and that'll be held from July 28th through August 3rd. And then the Cameron County Fair runs from August 4th through the 10th, and the McKean County Fair runs from August 12th to the 17th.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.